The Biggs and Barr Show.
Last week, we really got into the topic of potatoes.
Yeah.
A gentleman called us and told us that he does not like mashed potatoes.
Idiot.
Which made us all temporarily insane.
Like, we were flabbergasted.
Yeah. Mine's lost.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Just in pure...
Bewilderment.
I can't even describe it. Like, shock.
But then it switched around so quickly because we started talking about how great potatoes were and it made us so happy.
And yeah, people started calling us and telling us how much they like potatoes. And so we got an idea.
To have a potato party.
Yeah.
And lots of
times when we have ideas, our bosses go, oh, good. Okay, we'll do it. Yeah.
For budget.
Budget. Yeah. But for this one. They really liked it.
Yeah.
They're like, let's do this potato party.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
And they want to do it soon.
Yeah. Soon.
So we're trying to figure out a way because we want to claim it, right? We want to put a flag in this big old pile of mashed potatoes and say, you know, the potato party's ours. And Potato Day is coming in August.
Okay.
So we're trying to figure out a way to do a COVID version this year.
Sure.
Just to claim it. And then expand it next year into something, if we can,
something amazing.
Yeah.
Well, more amazing.
Yes.
It's going to be amazing regardless.
Because it's potatoes.
Yeah.
So,
I already have some ideas.
Yeah, for sure. You want to put them out there? You want to hold them close? Okay. All right, fine.
No, we don't want to do that yet.
What about if we just had like a big old bowl of potatoes, like a huge bowl of mashed potatoes with a giant ladle?
Uh-huh.
And people could drive by and we could just whip labels of potatoes into their window.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Like a drive-by serving. Like,
if I knew that was happening, I wouldn't go.
No, like people like to enjoy their potatoes.
What are you talking about? You're still getting potatoes.
Yeah, but how would you get the gravy? Like,
it's all just mixing a big old flap.
No.
Like, I love potatoes, but I don't want to be covered in potatoes.
No. You don't just do down your window and get a flap.
No.
Potatoes into the. I know that was moist. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
spittle flew in the air in my side.
I don't think people would want it on their upholstery and their cars.
Yeah. Okay.
And, in their hair. Stuff like that.
What about like a gerbil tube? You know, like a giant gerbil
tube?
This
is a potato party.
Yeah.
Okay?
No, like the gerbil watering tube. You know how they're, you know what I'm saying? Your son had rats, the thing that goes on the side of the cage. And
Right?
Like we can fill one of those with mashed potatoes. We would just pull up on their window and go.
It would just be mashed potato water. It's like the potatoes would be too thick to come through the water bottle for a rodent.
Stop thinking of dumb ideas. This is a serious thing. Yeah. We're having a potato party.
People aren't going to take us seriously if you're talking about whipping potatoes and having them drink out of rodent bottles.
How dare you? I'm just, what is it, blue sky thinking? Just brainstorming.
Throwing stuff in the wall.
Mind showers. Thought showers.
Yeah.
Thought shower.
You guys are here to shut down my dumb stuff. It's fine. I can still, you don't have to make me feel bad about it. Just excited about a potato party.
Yeah. Me too.
What about potato guns? Just fire guns into people's
all those ones you make at home and then and like light with hairspray.
Yeah, the ones that can murder you. Yeah. No? Not again. No, okay.
No. We need all the listeners we can get. We don't want to kill them with potatoes.
But mark it in your calendar because something, we'll obviously put it together over the next month, but something in August 19th.
Yeah.
There will be a potato party of some sort and we're going to celebrate because you know what? What else, anyway, we got going on right now?
Absolutely nothing.
Squat. Yeah. All right. So,
Wow.
I'm really surprised our boss was on board. I mean, normally.
Yeah. It kind of makes me question whether it was a good idea or not. But I still think it is.
Hey, guys, you got to come up with something. Here's 30 things. No, we can't do any of those. Oh, okay.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Childbirth. You know, easy.
Yeah.
I've been present for a couple.
Did it look pretty easy?
Yeah.
Second one was easier. Yeah. I pulled that one out.
Women are dramatic. We all know that. But there's a video. It's outside. So it's a Ring cam, like the doorbell camera.
Yeah. Yes.
Outside of a birthing clinic in Florida, I believe.
Yes.
And there's a young couple trying to get up to the door. And, well, this happens here.
Okay. All right. You want to have a baby? Just kidding. He's just going to make him cry.
Thank
Thanks, guys.
Laugh.
Please stop the noise of that child. Oh, what a horrendous noise.
So there's just she's just standing in a parking spot with her, you know, her husband or whoever, boyfriend, holding her like up. And the midwife comes out, and then two cops come up just to make sure everything's okay.
Yeah.
They keep their social distance. They actually, you know.
They did not arrest the baby.
No, they did not arrest the baby. And she just.
It's Florida, right?
Yeah, you never know.
True.
Yeah. Florida, they could shoot it. Yeah, somehow get away with
it. That's true, right? So the baby, like, she doesn't even take her shorts off.
No, they're baggy shorts.
She just slightly bent over a little bit. And the midwife catches the baby as it just, there it is, blah, 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 baby.
No, I know, Chris. You didn't want to see any part of the birth of your son.
Uh-huh.
No, I was good hanging up by my wife's face, so I was totally fine with that.
Does it look like this is not her first child?
Yeah, this would not be the first child.
Like how it...
Yeah.
Just kind of...
Hey, I think you're jumping to conclusions.
No, it could be her second.
No, I'm saying you don't know how much space, you know, or how tough a lady she is. Maybe she just... No. You know? No?
It doesn't...
Blap. Just...
No.
Hey, here, you want a baby? Here you go.
I would guess that it's not their first child.
Okay.
I would be surprised. Right. It wasn't a huge baby, but
I'm,
you know, still.
To be honest, this is evidence to me that childbirth isn't all that hard, and ladies have been just squawking about it for decades.
Yeah,
trying to get
like
the sympathy vote.
You know, the second, third, fourth, fifth, whatever.
Just, like it was right nothing. Out, eh? Like it down her short leg. Like didn't even think about it.
Yeah.
So calm, too, the midwife.
Of course.
Oh, you're having a baby in the parking lot. Just pull open this pant leg here. Wow. And
I mean, in other parts of the world, women just squat and have babies and then pick them up and carry
on
with their day, right?
Just wipe the dust off. So
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal. These, you know, North American females talking about, oh, God. Ladies are literally, like, ripping corn out of the ground and dropping kids behind them on the way. Yeah. You know, I mean, like, literally. Like, it's nothing.
In case you're wondering, it's bigs@shay106.com. If you would like to send an email to Chris, it's bigs@shay106.com.
Fire away.
Or you can call the Dougie line. If you
don't know, I'm kidding.
It's 613-216-3849.
I gave birth to a man. I was in labor for 86
hours. Yeah, if you were any good at it, it would have been like 20 minutes. So. Maybe you're just not good at having babies.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
The video, if you want to see it, it's on the Shay Facebook page. All right, check it out.
The latest on the Biggs and Barr Show.
Found some sun, some cloud, maybe a shower, maybe a thunderstorm somewhere in Ontario. High at 28. The number of confirmed cases of COVID-19 has now surpassed 10 million globally. Ottawa's doing okay, though. We only had 4 cases reported yesterday.
Nice. So
that's all right. You're going to have to pay for parking at hospital parking lots again. They're going to start charging a fee for staff, patients, and visitors. Ottawa Hospital, CHEO, and Montfort Hospital as well. So they use it to pay for research and equipment and stuff. And I'm guessing the Ottawa Senators will probably win the Stanley Cup this year now because they got third and fifth pick.
Yeah, a lot of people talking about it. So I never paid attention to draft lotteries. I don't. Just let me know what order the draft is in, and then maybe I'll pay attention to the draft.
I saw some Instagram posts, some tweets about it. I had forgotten hockey existed for a while.
Well, I know you even said this year, but still, that's really next year because this year still has to finish.
Yeah. They're not going to pack it in.
I don't know why they keep.
They probably should just pack it.
Just write the season off, especially with the way the States is looking. Whew. But so how does it work?
I watched the whole thing.
You watched it?
Sure, because it was half hour.
He's dying for sports.
Right,
come on. He's just itching for anything sports.
It was half hour.
So is it like a lottery with all the balls are in like a big poof with a name pops up?
Depending where you finish, you get a better percentage.
You get, right? Okay.
You're right.
So the best chance to win first overall was the Red Wings because one of the worst seasons
in
recent history. No, they got fourth.
Fourth?
Fourth.
So how they angry from, is Detroit?
Oh.
Clean drinking water, and they got fourth in the draft.
Yeah, bad. So anyway, the Sens had a chance at the second. They had the best chance to win second and third overall. They still have a chance to win first, but they finished because they had
two
picks.
Wait, they haven't picked first yet?
No.
We don't know why.
We don't know who's going to pick first overall yet. Because the way the season is going.
Right.
And the way the playoffs are going to go, there's a play-in round robin kind of thing. Or a play-in series to get into the playoffs.
Right.
Okay.
So those are... being held, they're called placeholder teams. They don't know who those teams are going to be that normally would have been included in the draft lottery.
Because they didn't get into the playoffs.
They wouldn't have gotten in past years, so they would have been included. But since they're not technically out,
they can't do it yet.
Just a team with an NHL logo was put in to the draft. It ended up winning the draft lottery. So insane chances one of those teams winning. They won the draft lottery. Some team won the draft lottery that is yet to be determined.
Okay, so it's one of the teams that might get into the playoffs through one of these round robin or whatever, play-in tourney or best of series. If they don't, so they all the teams that don't get into the playoffs, is there eight of them then? How many are doing the four? Eight.
Oh,
there's eight of them.
I can't do math.
You said 12% chance. So there's eight.
12.5% chance.
Right.
Right.
So there's eight teams that aren't going to get into the playoffs that are now in this draft for the first round.
Just for the first overall
pick. But they're none of the bottom teams. They didn't get it.
No, they've already got their their selection.
All right. So it could be a lot of decent teams. Could be Montreal, could be Toronto.
Everyone's saying the Habs are going to tank now because they want the French-Canadian superstar, right?
Oh,
right. It makes sense. Like, what a hero that guy would be.
They should put him on Montreal just automatically. Just to
They used to get first dibs back in the day.
Yeah.
But then some are saying, it's a conspiracy if the Leafs get it. And everyone says Edmonton's going to win because they win everyone.
Give it to Edmonton because they suck no matter who they get.
Yes. Yeah, it doesn't matter how many first-round picks that squad gets out there. They're horrendous.
So anyway, everyone was saying it was a laughing stock and it's embarrassing. And everyone's saying it's another night because they have to do another draft party.
Yeah, for the...
It's like another night of eyes on the NHL across the sports.
Well, how is it a laughing stock? It's a weird season. Can people not forgive them for the fact that there's a pandemic going on and maybe things are going to be a little... less smooth than normal? Man.
So either way, the Sens are going to get good players.
Oh, yeah. People, there's nothing people love more than complaining.
Now, how long till these Ottawa ownership just trades them away for more garbage? How long after they draft them? I mean, we're going to have to find that out.
Two more superstars gone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
well, okay. A little bit of sports, huh?
Sure.
Sure.
Not excited at all, Jason? You know, you miss it a little bit? You used to watch so much hockey.
No, I know. I don't understand it. I can't. Okay. I just don't care.
Yeah. But pretty much anything.
No.
Yeah.
Hockey.
Yeah.
I just don't. I used to love it so much, but now I don't even care if it comes back.
No.
Really?
That's a shame.
We should have a make Jason fall in love with hockey again party.
Yeah.
Maybe if I played again.
We'll invite his childhood heroes, you know?
No, don't do that.
Okay.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
What's the deal with the Pink Whitney being sold out everywhere?
The lemonade thing?
Barstool Sports, right? The
Spittin' Chicklets podcast. Well, Ryan Whitney, former first-round pick, NHL, American Olympian.
Right. And he's on the podcast, yes?
He's one of the main guys. Him and Paul Bissonnette.
Yeah.
And he made this drink at home, I guess, and they talked about it. And so because now Barstool Sports has so much money, they say, sure, let's make it. So it's vodka infused with pink lemonade.
It's called New Amsterdam Pink Whitney Vodka.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's sold out everywhere. And I see tons of people in my feed, like media people, including Sandra right here next door.
Mm.
Can't stop talking about it.
No.
You tried it.
I tried it.
How did you get it? I thought it was sold out everywhere.
It was close to sold out. My wife went into one. They didn't have it. We went to another one, LCBO. And they had 400 in the morning, and by the time she got there, there was 8.
Oh, it's like the new hand sanitizer, except you're supposed to drink this.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
It's just vodka and pink lemonade.
Yeah. So.
And you drink it on its own?
You can over ice.
Yeah.
Some say mix club soda with it. Some say mix pink lemonade with it.
But it's got pits. Right?
I know. But it doesn't.
Why is it
You're
so
not
going to
drink it like you would drink like a Smirnoff Ice.
Who would drink vodka. A Smirnoff Ice? Why would anyone put that in their body?
So is it decent? Do you like it?
I don't know. I mixed it with the wrong thing, I think, because 7-Up is actually kind of gross
Why
on its
did
own.
You mix it with 7-Up?
She bought 7-Up.
To drink with pink lemonade vodka?
Yeah, so we made a couple drinks.
She knew? She 19? First time?
And she gave me like 4 ounces.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa. Cause I'm like, this is actual vodka. This isn't like a mixed drink.
No, it's not a cooler.
It's 40%?
It's a vodka. 30% alcohol. Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm like, whatever.
Like a liqueur.
Kinda. I was like, it was okay. Like 7-Up kind of ruined it. And she's like, that's awful. So then she dumped hers in my glass.
She mixed it with 7-Up.
I ended up like barely able to taste my dinner because I was out barbecuing and the burgers were all burnt. The burgers were all burnt.
Jamie,
I kept dropping the plastic all over the place.
On pink vodka.
So on the weekend, you watched the NHL draft lottery while getting drunk on Pink Whitney.
Anyway, it was a hockey night.
This pandemic has to end soon.
Like I dropped cheese on the ground outside, and then I went to go rinse it off in the hose. Like, this is the state I was just by myself.
Yeah, they're spraying cheese stuck to your neck.
No, I picked it up and I went to rinse the dust off.
Oh, you're going to reuse
all the dirt.
The
I was going to reuse the cheese.
You're spraying
yeah, yeah, yeah.
But oh, well.
I did.
Yeah, you know. Hey, if you can't get drunk on pink vodka in your backyard,
yeah.
I mean, what kind of world are we living in, you know? Yeah. All right. That's your question. Time's coming.
762-555.
Hang on.
The Biggs and Barr Show. Weekday mornings, 5:30 to 9. On the capital of rock, Shea 106.
Fire.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Hey, text us your questions. 762-555. We'll answer as many as we can.
Jamie, would you rather eat a bucket of pink berry yogurt or dump a full vacuum bag under your living room floor?
Vacuum bag for sure.
Right.
Yeah.
He's not upset about the vacuum bag.
No.
His wife would lose her mind.
He just had to hear about it until the end of time.
Mind.
Yeah.
Were you actually not allergic to the dog that you guys got? It was just she saw one little clump of dog hair and that was it.
Wouldn't that have been something? Yeah. I can understand why you ask, but.
No, that's not it.
Unfortunately,
she
not.
Had a dog.
It was my fault.
She
yeah,
had a dog, so she's used right. to that. Okay. Will you guys tell us the combination of bands if nobody wins the contest?
Yeah. Oh, the Kaboom Box. Yes, yeah. For sure we will. Yeah.
By the way, next chance to win that is coming up in about 19 minutes. What do you think people would pay for a bottle of this pink vodka stuff? I have a few bottles. Proceeds go to charity. I don't think it's that
don't
insane.
Start doing that.
Yeah. I don't think it's that crazy. It's just
they're not.
It's just the fad.
Yeah.
Like it's, you know, the popular drink right now. They probably understocked it, not thinking it would sell that well.
Right.
It's selling better than everyone expected, and now they'll catch up, and they'll be fine.
I just like regular vodka. It's fine.
I've never been a vodka guy.
Depends. You have to get a good one.
True.
Like, I really do enjoy, not just saying this, the from the dairy distillery in Almont, the vodka stuff.
It's is it good?
Really
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
Pretty sweet.
I might like that, because I did have a White Russian phase for really, like, not men drinks. and maybe I would dig it.
That was good.
You guys ever put a loony in your foreskin?
No. What do you mean? Like, how?
Well, I guess you would have to be not
like
circumcised.
Flat?
Yeah, like, tuck it in, like, a pocket, like you would, like, a...
Or like,
you
know, a like cap, or like a bottle
like,
cap.
You know, like your little lighter pocket, and you whoop, you stick a toonie in there, a loonie in your little that little so mini like, pocket in your jeans.
Like if you had a tube, you would close the end of the tube. So that's what you do with this?
Well, I don't think you can close it fully. If you have an excess amount.
I don't know. Does it stretch that much?
Yeah.
Show us, Jason.
Sure, yeah, you can.
You seem pretty confident about.
Yeah.
About what? Fitting
oh,
in?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Sure.
Well, I haven't, but I guarantee I could. I'll try to keep it short. It's a nice thing. But I have bad anxiety disorder. My mom passed away 3 months ago. I've been able to work since. Haven't been able to work. Listening to you guys in the morning has given me something to look forward to. It makes me laugh and feel happy. Thank you, Chris, Jason, and Jamie. Oh,
well,
it's very kind of you, man.
You're
it's not a
that's
question.
From Keith. Sorry for making fun of your name so much.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hope it's not
name,
your name that's adding to your anxiety, because we don't mean to do that.
No.
I mean, we had lots of lovely people named Keith. It's just they have a bad name.
Appreciate the nice comment.
Very nice of you, though, sir.
Who's the best boss you've had before Adam, of course?
My whole life?
Yeah, like there's a time when we had no boss, which was awesome.
Yeah, the no boss part.
Those are great. We were just sort of...
Willy-nilly.
Yeah.
As a show? We liked the guy named Jeff a lot.
Jeff was really
good. Guy named Bruce we liked a lot.
Yeah.
Craig's were okay.
Yeah.
Different Craigs. We had two Craigs.
Drove the same truck.
Yeah. We had a lady like named Lisa model. For like a month. She was nice.
Uh-huh.
Gina, another lady. She was nice.
She just named
bit.
All of our bosses.
Mike was terrible.
Time.
We had a Mike. He was terrible.
Yeah, yeah.
His breath smelled like donkey anus. Yeah. Guy named Bob, he was pretty bad.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
Naming names.
Yeah. Sarah, she was great.
Yeah, nice.
Sarah. Yeah. Hillary, another nice lady.
Yeah.
We had a Daniel here. Yeah, I'm going to call him Daniel.
Like, we've had a lot of bosses.
We've had so many bosses.
We are basically the management killer.
Yeah. Get on
they
board
just,
or get out. That's
they
really
just
it.
Give up after a while.
They
don't do what I tell them to. People still seem to like them.
Yeah, I can't understand.
So
I'm out.
I'm just going to go. Some have retired. Some have changed provinces.
Yeah. Some have changed careers.
Yeah, some have changed careers.
They won't follow the instructions in this Radio Boss Manual 101, but they seem to do well. I can't understand. I have to go. Those are the ones that don't work out. The other ones are all great. And Adam right now, the best boss.
Adam's
great
the best. Boss.
Best,
literally
boss,
the
we've
best
ever had.
Boss we've ever had. Yeah. We love Adam.
Yeah.
So much.
The most.
Yeah. Like more than my family.
Oh, yeah.
My child, pff, Adam.
Yeah.
That's it for another edition, though.
It's an answer question time.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Yes. You know, you got to be careful when you go out in public because apparently you can get an STD from your face mask.
Story
about a woman from Wisconsin.
Yeah.
She made a comment on Facebook saying that her husband went on a business trip and he caught chlamydia from his face mask.
Yeah. Oh, it was on a Facebook, a news station put out a thing about wearing masks and then people were going back and forth.
Yeah.
Because, you know, some people still refuse to want to take care of each other. And
so someone posted, if you're so worried about this virus, why don't you just stay home or wear your mask? And Cheryl commented, my husband had to wear a mask on a business trip, and now he has chlamydia.
Oh, lady.
Most of these people are still spelling words wrong.
But. Yeah, I'm hoping that's a joke. I'm hoping that's just
a
troll.
I hope so.
Because if you think.
I mean, it is possible, depending on what he was doing with that mask.
Or where he got the mask.
That's right.
You know.
Or where the mask was.
Like if he found it, you know, in the dumpster behind a STI clinic, maybe there's a possibility he got chlamydia from the mask.
You know, I've heard of a lot of great excuses out there, right? Like ones that you go, really? Someone's going to believe? Like I've heard guys, I had to use another guy's jock and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
But you can't do that right now because no one's playing hockey.
No.
I used Dave's jock and he must have had something.
I had a terrible penis cough. So I had to wear my mask down there instead of up top. And then apparently it was a used mask. I didn't know. It was just in the hotel drawer. And like what? What kind of fresh idiot
is going to believe that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, hey. What
well,
are you going to do?
Right. She believed him.
People have been believing cheaters since the beginning of time, probably, right? You know, since Adam and Eve, no?
Yeah.
Yeah. You ate an apple and wrecked paradise? That's what it was?
Yeah.
It was an apple. Really? An apple? You couldn't just not eat the apple?
Right.
So it wasn't an apple.
I believe this guy. I believe him.
You do, eh?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. All right. Okay.
You know? In this time of doubting, why wouldn't I believe him that he caught chlamydia from his face mask? Absolutely.
Amazing.
You know, we don't know everything about science.
We don't. We don't. Deep breaths, eh? I guess maybe.
It was real deep.
Real deep breaths. Anyways, ladies, he's lying if that's what he tells you when he comes home.
The Biggs and Barr Show. Weekday mornings, 5:30 to 9.
On Shay 106.
Fire.
Instant answer question time! Instant answer question time! Instant answer question time! Hey yo, text us 762-555. Text the show, we'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Text us any question you want. 762-555. We answer as many as we can.
You guys still have all your chiclets in brackets teeth. Yeah.
What on my wisdom teeth? They were yanked.
Well, they were taken out.
I was born sans one adult tooth. Like with my adult tooth grew in, there was one tooth that wasn't there.
Me too.
Yeah, at the bottom, I had a little space in my teeth because four fell out and two grew in. That was it.
Oh, wow. So I got an implant.
Oh.
When I was like 14. So it was a long, long time ago.
Is that why your nipples are wide set?
Yeah. The implant drove my nipples further apart. And then the implant fell out about 6 years ago.
That's right, yeah.
But the technology was so old for that implant, they couldn't find one to fit. So now I have a hole in my mouth.
Like you couldn't just crazy glue it back in there?
They tried, like, and it kept falling out.
Gorilla glue or whatever?
So I'm going to apparently get a bridge now. That's what the...
That's the new thing? I don't know.
Well, I don't know. So that's the only way they can do it without redoing the entire implant, which is like $7,000.
Oh, I
which
see.
No, which no one pays
no
for.
No one's going to pay for that.
No, because it's cosmetic, right?
Would you guys each buy a motorized bicycle for me?
I guess he sells motorized bicycles.
Do you mean motorcycle?
No, it's the bikes that are the little me.
Oh, just those little motors?
Yeah.
I saw an old lady riding like a tricycle one over by Canadian Tire in Canada. It, to be honest, looked pretty cool.
Oh, sure, it'd be fun.
Yeah.
But we all like riding motorcycles.
And I think the key word there is you said buy.
Buy, yeah. I will ride one then.
I mean, if you give me one,
gift
right,
to me to say your company name on the radio.
But I'm not gonna buy one.
It's our tradition on Canada Day to eat junk food for dinner. Our go-to has been a certain red and white chicken place. Okay. It just can't do that place anymore. Any suggestions on a new junk food place? Like a new style? You want to get away from chicken totally and do, we'll just do pizza then. Or
junk food. I thought that was like chips. Eating like chips for dinner.
Like,
and
I don't consider
cupcakes.
That junk food.
Or just go, I think they just food, mean like faster healthy. Food.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
I've got a hankering for a hot dog myself.
Yeah, eh?
Maybe on Canada Day, I'll cook up some dogs.
Yeah. What do they need, Jamie? What do those dogs need?
Hot dogs. Your wiener needs a nice snap.
Yeah.
Can't eat a hot dog unless it's got a nice snap.
Sausage, for sure. Any, hot dog, you can get away with.
Any tips on how to get a nice snap there in your Canada Day hot dog?
Leave it on the grill a little longer.
So it gets a
nice
like
one.
A thick skin. Don't get like the little tiny hot dogs.
No, don't get the red hots or whatever they're called.
Get the
juicy jumbo. Yeah. I like. Always like a juicy jumbo.
Do you?
Yeah, yeah.
Big old juicy jumbo
love
wiener.
Them with a nice
I'd
snap.
Always go sausage over wiener. Like
so
when you do the
I,
street
do
meat,
honest.
I always roll with the sausage.
Oh, me too. Yeah. I just haven't had a hot dog in I don't know how long. I just kind of feel for one. I won't afterwards. I'll be like, that was a mistake. Because I'll probably eat two.
Yeah, you can't eat one hot dog. Yeah. What is
maybe
this?
Three. I don't know.
Yeah. As a child, I would eat bags and bags of raw hot
that's
dogs.
That's disgusting.
Like, I would...
Yeah. Which is like baloney. Right?
Yeah.
Take like two or three to the couch because they were a good time killer, too, because I would eat all the skin off the outside of the raw hot dog first, slowly nibbling the skin all off the hot dog.
Explains so much about you.
I don't know how that explains anything, but whatever. And then eat the dog.
You don't care about what goes in your mouth.
That's what I meant.
What do you mean I don't? Like, food-wise, you're talking about, right?
Yeah. Well,
we're talking about food.
Of course.
Okay.
It'll be, you don't just, you know... When you're riding a motorcycle, go down with your mouth open. Like, I just...
Open for a big June bug.
Just collecting whatever flies in.
I think you guys can't... like, I think you're extremely jealous of the freedom that I have given myself.
No, we feel
by
sad.
Not being super food snobs and uppity bitches. That's what I think.
We're not food snobs or uppity bitches. We're
boy.
We just enjoy food. Like, you've seen what we've eaten. We'll eat anything. It's just
so then what's the difference?
Because we prefer to eat things we like.
I eat things I like all the time. As long as they take zero effort, zero work, no cleaning, that's
there
all.
There you go.
Yeah. Just embrace it, man. I'm free. I've freed one part of my psyche.
There you go.
Caring about food.
I guess so.
Now, why am I fat? That's the next explanation. I don't understand how that works. That's it for another edition of...
It's an answer question time.
The latest on the Biggs and Barr Show.
Well, governments are stepping up testing, trying to figure out their next moves as the number of coronavirus cases surges in many countries. These are other countries, not the U.S. They're just ignoring it. It's like, it's fine. It'll run its course. The number of confirmed cases of COVID-19 now surpassed 10 million globally, more than 500,000 dead because of it. India set a record yesterday, 20,000 new infections in the past 24 hours.
That's quite a bit few there.
Not a good record to have.
No, I mean, there's other records in the COVID battle you probably would want ahead of most in a 24-hour period, yeah.
Now, here in Ottawa, we're doing okay. Ottawa Public Health reported just 4 new cases of COVID-19. The total overall in Ottawa of people who have had the infection and either recovered or died are as 2,083.
Pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty decent.
Be proud of yourself.
For a major city.
Keep it up.
Yes.
You know, keep up the social distancing, the masks, and the intelligent decisions.
Don't lick people's eyeballs.
No, do not do that.
Or sneeze into their mouths.
And watch out for chlamydia. You can get it from masks.
Yeah, we heard that earlier. Yeah. There was a woman in Wisconsin whose husband caught chlamydia, and he told her he got it from his face mask, and she was like, well, that must be it.
Yeah.
So
on a business trip.
I don't know about you guys, but I believe him.
I'm in.
Ottawa's largest school board proposed a part-time schedule for students returning to class this September. So half the students would attend Monday and Tuesday, the other half in class Thursday and Friday, and then Wednesday left as a day for deep cleaning.
Yeah.
To clean it all up.
Now, this isn't the guaranteed schedule. No. They have to propose kind of hybrid schedules depending on where the pandemic is unfolding.
Mm-hmm.
What nobody ever talks about.
What are the kids going to do on Wednesday?
Is what are parents going to do who need to go back to work? Because if you're opening up everything and people need to go back to work, the CERB ends end of August.
Yeah, yeah.
So what do you want people to, like, what do you want people to do?
Does this have to tie the kids out?
Yeah, your kid shed idea.
Like you would with a dog or something.
Sure, just tie them in the yard.
Just tie them in the yard.
All right.
You know, give them some water, a couple granola bars.
Yeah.
Make sure they're dressed warmly. I mean, what are you gone for? 8 hours? It's going to be fine, right?
It's fine.
It hardly even gets cold in Ottawa in the winter, too. So
it doesn't. I'll build them an igloo. They'll teach them a lesson. Yeah. Here's a.
You want to learn something, kids? Learn how not to die from the elements.
Yeah. You're 5.
Very
it's about time. You learn to be outside for 8 hours.
Sun today, some cloud, maybe some showers, maybe a thunderstorm, high at 28. Pretty much the same thing tomorrow. And then Wednesday for Canada Day, mix of sun and cloud, maybe a shower, high 29.
Do you have as much trouble saying Canada Day as
Canada
I do?
Canada Day?
Like, I can say Canada, and I can say day. When I put them together, it just sounds like na-na-na-na.
Canada Day.
Canada Day.
Canada Day.
No, you see what I'm saying?
No, Canada Day. Yeah,
Canada Day.
No problem.
I don't have a problem.
It's just me? Okay, sorry.
Right now it's 18, and that's the latest.
CHEZ-FM is Shea 106 in Ottawa, the capital of rock, and the home of the Biggs and Barr Show.
And make sure you're tuned in to here on Canada Day, because we have a massive Canadian countdown running twice, from 6 a.m. to noon, and then from noon to 6 p.m.
Voted by you, the listener.
Over 20,000 votes. It's going to be huge. All right, so make sure you tune into that. Now, coming up much sooner, little Ottawa what? You guys ready for some trivia?
Am I?
Yep. Sure am.
Nothing gets me lactating quicker than some trivia, boy.
Why are you
Wee-wee.
Lactating? Why are you lactating?
You have a hormonal imbalance.
Nailed it.
Time now for Auto.
What?
Auto.
What?
Auto.
What?
Auto.
What?
Auto. What?
It's Auto what? Trivia contest. Three.
Five questions.
You're five questions, 30 seconds. All right. You can pass and come back, but you got to get them all in. We don't tell you whether they're right or wrong until the end. And did I miss something? I think that's it, right?
Yeah, I think so.
And that's it.
Is there usually one more thing I say?
Yeah.
I don't usually listen.
Okay, that's fine.
Tyler's on the phone.
Hey, Tyler.
Hey, buddy. What's going on, guys?
Are you ready?
Born ready.
Okay.
Born ready, he says.
Your time will begin after I read the first question. Here we go. What U.S. state has more farmland than any other state?
Texas.
Who was Clark Kent's love interest?
Lois Lane.
In Ireland, what crops were ruined resulting in the Great Famine?
Potatoes.
Who replaced John Rutsey in the band Rush 46 years ago today?
Pass.
What emperor crucified St. Peter the Apostle, the first Catholic bishop, 1,952 years ago today?
Pass.
Who replaced John Rutsey in the band Rush 46 years ago today? you ran out of time.
Didn't get it in.
Sorry, buddy. You ran out of time.
He was wrong anyway.
Yeah.
He said Alex Lane.
Oh, okay. We'll let you go, Tyler.
What?
A good effort. So let's go over Tyler's answers.
All right, yeah.
What emperor crucified St. Peter the Apostle, the first Catholic bishop, 1,952 years ago today? That was Nero.
Nero.
Everybody knows that. Right.
Yeah, yeah, sure, yeah.
Who replaced John Rutsey in the band Rush 46 years ago today? That was Neil Peart.
Yep.
In Ireland, what crops were ruined, resulting in the Great Famine? He was right when he said potatoes.
Yeah. It was a potato. Yeah.
Who was Clark Kent's love interest? He was right with Lois Lane, yeah. And he was also right when he said the U.S. state that is more farmland than any other state is Texas.
Hey, hey, hey!
The stars at night.
Oh, they are.
Are big and bright.
So damn bright.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
Yeah. A little foreshadowing.
Mm-hmm.
Because we were on so much about potatoes.
Yes.
Right.
Just a little hint there. We might go through a run of potato questions.
Okay.
Would you like a potato?
What? What was that?
That's our friend here in the corner.
What friend?
Uncle Finn.
Uncle Finn.
Oh, that's that old weirdo is sitting on
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Do we explain him now or explain him later?
Doesn't matter. Just an old man that sits in the corner of the studio.
Oh, jeez.
Are you sure you don't want a potato?
Yes, yeah, Uncle Finn. We're good. Thank you.
Good. Yeah, we don't need to explain him right now. We don't have
time. He just loves potatoes.
He really does. Nice man, too. Does a lot of encouraging things all the time. All right. Hey, potato party coming, guys.
Yeah.
Yes.
We haven't mentioned that in the last few hours. Our bosses have approved the potato party.
And it's going to be amazing.
Trying to figure out how we're going to do it, you know, in COVID time.
You're listening to the Biggs and Barr Show.
And our friend Chris, Mr. Biggs here, has been known in the past to have what he has called run-ins with people. And
I think you call them run-ins.
No, you called them run-ins.
I think I just call it once. I said, I got
a couple times I got another run-in.
Yeah.
But then when you're like, run-in, like, fought someone? Like,
yeah.
No, see...
But you had another one.
Paint me is that I'm some like aggressive jerk who's out there causing havoc, screaming. I do not. I'm the most polite human being you will meet in public.
Wow.
Generally am. But what I will not do is just swallow rude behavior from others. You know what I mean?
Okay.
A lot of people just shy away from it.
Right.
I will call you on your rude behavior, which tends to lead to, as you guys say, run-ins. Because I can't stand people who are not polite in public.
Right.
Like I go out of my way to be the most.
Sure, yes.
I am an ogre Sasquatch of a man. I don't have to move for most people. You know what I mean? I really don't.
No.
I can just stomp through the world and little people will bounce off my hips into the, you know what I mean? But I don't. But I had a run-in.
It
ended up with us becoming sort of unmentioned friends.
Okay.
It ended well.
That's good.
So me and the family... we're walking in the Glebe. We just went, let's go for a little outside walk. We're going to go for a walk. Sure. All right. It's a nice day. Whatever. Let's get out there.
Yeah. Go for a walk. Yeah.
Yeah. So we were walking and
outside because it was a nice day.
Yes. On Bank Street.
Okay.
And there is a bunch of those little intersections that, you know, run up and down Bank through the Glebe in that area. And there's never any cars ever.
Especially
most
now.
Of them. Yeah. Because then a lot of them are, you know, just residential streets and there's, but the lights turn anyways.
Yeah.
But I'm like, yeah, I'm going to walk across this one. Because there's no cars.
Against the light.
Against the light. But there was no cars and there's people starting to gather up. And I was trying to stay away from people as we all are, you know, in these times. So I'm like, let's go, fam. And I just start crossing the street against the light. Okay. But again, no cars for miles.
Sure.
Like, literally.
Right. All right.
I made a grown-up decision. This wasn't just, I don't feel like walking here grown-up and upsetting everybody around
to
me.
To break the law. Okay. Got
yes,
it.
I did.
Okay.
The bylaw.
Whatever, yeah, the fake law. So there was a senior, like, and I mean like senior, 70-plus-year-old fella.
Uh-huh.
On his bike.
All good for him.
All great for him. All decked out in spandex.
Mm.
Way too much skin happening. But anyways, he was waiting to go through the light.
Right.
That I was jaywalking against.
Okay.
Mm.
Okay, but he had been sitting there for a while. I don't know if he had, you know, died. I'm not sure what was going on. So I just
but he was still upright.
He was upright. Okay. But you know.
Could have been leaning, could have the kickstand down.
Yeah, whatever. But he wasn't really, so I just started walking. So now me and my little 3-person family unit was blocking him from going.
Okay.
Because we were walking across the street. But he had literally been sitting there for 20, 30 seconds. So I didn't know what was going on. So I just started walking. So he said to me, "Excuse me. You all are jaywalking." He pointed out the fact that we were jaywalking.
Oh, okay. The criminal offense of jaywalking.
Yes. So I replied in a very polite tone, not in a menacing manner. He was a senior. I said, oh, I guess you're going to have to arrest me then.
Okay, like a joke.
Yeah. Right. Trying to, lift up the situation. It doesn't really matter.
And
the
then he
picture
fought
of
you?
Things.
He tried
then he got
you?
Off his bike and I murdered an old man. No. So then, then he said, I said, well, I guess you're going to have to arrest me. And he said, nope, just going to complain. I immediately laughed very hard because I was like, that's the best response I've ever heard. And I just said, it's very Ottawa of you because, everyone loves complaining in Ottawa.
Absolutely, yeah.
And he said, born and raised. we were gone. We had passed him and walked down the street. But it was a lovely little
nice
passive aggressive jabs at each other. And
ended with a laugh.
And now we're best friends. And he's coming over for dinner.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
You better be careful. Someone may launch a public inquiry on this. Incident.
They might.
This sort of behavior calls for a public inquiry.
It does. Now, some people laughing are very mad at me or listening because I jaywalked. Some people are also very mad at him just based on the fact that he was a cyclist. Because people can't stand cyclists.
Sure.
But, in the end of the day, we had a good chuckle. It was a nice day. We were outside. Nobody got hurt.
So what started as a potential run-in.
Yeah.
Ended
in a friendship.
In a friendship, yeah. In a friendship, yeah. If I ever see that guy, I will have his back.
There you go.
The next young person, he yells at for jaywalking, and they don't, take it as kindly as I did and go assault a senior on a bike, I will have that man's back. Friends made. Yeah. Right?
Good for you.
For sure.
See?
Good for you.
Am I growing up?
Making friends everywhere.
He's growing up. There we go. Sorry, that was rude. I was not aware there's only 4 seconds left in that song.
Well, you put a handful of chips
in. A giant, the biggest handful of chips ever.
It's okay. It's a real show. It's on a show.
Yeah, that's what we do.
We have instant answer question time coming up.
Yeah, we do that.
And you can text us 762-555, any question you like.
Any topic, any subject.
Yeah.
A lot of people talking about the school board announcement.
Yeah.
Ottawa School Board saying that they're going to do a part-time schedule, or they have ready a part-time schedule. I don't think they know exactly what's going to be
a proposed schedule. I don't know why they wouldn't have just shut up till they got it right.
Well, so I guess because they want people to know that, you will be in school part-time minimum.
Yeah.
And then if everything's okay to go full-time, we'll go full-time. But it just upset a lot of parents because they're like, the serve's running out. I got to go back to work, or my job wants me back because everything's opening up. What am I going to do with my kids? And the daycare, even harder are the daycares because they have to, my daughter works in a daycare and they are shrinking the numbers. You're not allowed to have as many kids. And so all these kids that were formerly in daycares are now not going to be able to get back in because it's basically by seniority.
I was gonna say, how do they choose? Mm-hmm. Okay.
They have tons of rules for the workers and employees, just making it almost impossible to do the job. So now you have all these parents that can't get into it because all the daycares are getting numbers getting shrunk. Mm-hmm. So where are you going to put all those kids when those parents have to go back to work?
What are you going
to
do with your kids? Can't sell them.
You can't.
No.
I'm telling you, your kid shack idea.
It is a good idea.
Although sounds barbaric.
Yeah. Little kid town.
Might be the only way to do it.
My idea was to get a field somewhere and get a whole bunch of those resin plastic sheds so they can be sprayed out, disinfect the gross kid germs out of them. And then we could just have you drop off your kids there. Give them some food, whatever.
That's it.
Yeah.
For the older ones, maybe throw a Wi-Fi tower somewhere in there.
Yeah, sure. They can just sit there on their phones with chargers at each station.
Give them books.
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 You're not going to get any kids signing up for Booktown.
They don't have to sign up. They don't have a choice.
We'll spray them down every now and again. We'll keep them clean.
Yeah.
No. I'm telling you.
Well, I think it's
it
good
might
idea.
Be the only option we have, really.
The Biggs and Barr Show. Weekday mornings, 5:30 to 9.
On Shea 106.
Hey. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Do you guys think it's okay to shower with your moms?
No. Like as grown men? No. No, I don't think so.
I mean,
if she's in need of care.
Yes, that's different.
Then
that is different.
You could bathe your mom.
That is different.
But like to just get that's in the
shower together.
That's a non-choice
thing. That's like she needs help or
like in like at a hockey dressing room kind of setting.
No.
It's a little
like remember that one shower? Like most hockey dressing rooms are fine. Like everyone, you just face the wall, you do your thing, yeah. Whatever. When nobody's homophobic, you have a shower, you go home, right?
Yeah.
This shower though, it was weird. It was
like a center console thing.
So everyone faces each other. You're all looking at each other. And then it was the hardest pressure.
Peeled skin. Yeah.
Like it was,
it hurt.
Oh, it was unbelievably, and there was like 3 inches of water on the floor. Remember how much flooded the floor used to get? That was like the grossest.
Disgusting.
So I got to stare at everyone's junk while getting the flesh torn from my body, standing in dirty,
some guy probably peed.
Socky sweat water. It was gross.
I peed. Yeah, Jason. Yeah, the one that peed
for sure. Cures athlete's foot.
Do you guys ever eat raw potato? I always do when I peel some.
No. Disgusting.
Yeah. It's a little chalky. It's just the chalky part. The flavor is not awful. It's not great, like it. But yeah. What kind of, a lot of people want to know what kind of chips I was eating.
Potato.
Yeah, potato.
Potato chips.
Potato.
Grease flavored.
Yeah, the classic Lay's. Okay. It's all that we have left in our ever ending guy hasn't come since COVID.
Really?
Downstairs. So there's like two things left. There's like the saddest looking thing at Jube Jube's. And there's.
Yeah, the sour. No name brand, but not even no name brand, like some brand that I wouldn't trust.
Chris, would you eat a free Big Mac, but you have to listen to Stumping Tom?
Stumping Tom?
Yeah,
I would listen to Stumping Tom. Is it just like his cousin who's missing both his arms and he just bangs his stumps together? That would be all right.
Can we talk about mashed potatoes again? Absolutely. We can talk about potatoes all day if you want. It's, we talked about potatoes quite a bit on Friday, so much so that we think we're actually going to go forth with our potato party. Festival party, whatever we're going to call it.
Well, it's going to start because of the current world. We can't just have a full-blown festival, which is what we're going to get to.
That's what we want.
That's what's going to happen. We're going to have we're just going to call it the big-ass potato party.
Is that what we're going to call it?
I don't know, something like that. And but this year, because of COVID and stuff, Potato Day is in middle of August, like August 19th.
Okay.
So I think we're going to do something smaller, something that we can manage, but just sort of claim it as our day.
Yes.
And then down in, like, as we can return to bigger things, we will do bigger things.
It's going to be great.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, I am also excited. It's nice to have something to look forward to.
In our careers, we've all done tons of festivals, and we even had a concert named after us that ran yearly, the Bigs and Barbecue. We've done lots of things. But
the potato party.
I don't think
I've
been more excited than the throw potato party. I really don't.
So many possibilities with potatoes.
So many.
Have you guys ever actually had a dust up with one another? Not really.
Like a real fight? No. I did find a video the other day. I was going through some old video stuff of you guys, Chris and Jamie, fighting on a staircase.
On the stairs. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, wrestling.
Wrestling, yeah.
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 We were younger.
Not a dust up.
In a very... very dangerous, precarious location.
Because we're fighting on the stairs. On the stairs. Yeah. That one got pretty serious. There was some pride.
Yeah.
You know, as soon as one guy gets hurt a little bit, then you get angry, and then it really, and then it almost turns into a real fight.
And as soon as my shirt gets raised up so you can see my belly, I get mad.
Yeah.
Ooh, boy, do I get mad. Are you guys sick of all the lineups outside of stores?
It doesn't take that long to get in anywhere.
You know, it's funny, though, when you get up to the front, it's almost like getting onto a roller coaster. Yeah. You're like, we're next.
Yeah. That's true.
I'm going in.
You got to know the store, too. Like, you got to. I'm learning how to read not the size of the line, but the type of the store.
Like how quick they're going to be in and out.
Like, if it's a Canadian Tire or a Walmart, you're getting in fast because people are not lollygagging.
Or like a Home Depot or Lowe's or whatever. It doesn't take too long to get in.
If it's a golf town, that line ain't moving for hours because dudes are hiding in there from their wives and they ain't coming. That's it for another edition of
Instant Answer Question Time.
That's it for us today.
I wish when people lost, like when their guesses were wrong, I wish we could give them something like a potato.
Something, you know?
Yeah. Just a potato.
That's the problem with these all or nothing contests.
Right.
It's like, if someone wins, it will be insane. But there has to be like so many other losers.
Yeah.
Potatoes are nice!
And
that's our friend Uncle Finn who sits in the corner.
I know. I don't know, like, why is he here?
I don't know.
We have to talk to our boss. I think he knows.
Why is this old Irish fella in the corner?
Yeah.
Are you sure you don't want a potato?
No, thank you, Uncle Finn.
We're good.
We are positive.
They're raw. You just have a bag of potatoes there. It's weird.
Like, he doesn't even, like, say anything off air. Like, he just sits there. He
sits there and stares at us. Yeah. Sometimes he falls asleep. Yeah. What'd you think of the show?
I've got some extra potatoes if you
need. Yeah, okay. Thanks. Okay. What'd you think of the show today?
I hope the devil breaks both your legs.
Oh, that's very aggressive.
I don't know what that has to do with anything.
Wow.
I don't think we should ask him any more questions right now. I really don't want to be threatened anymore in my place of business.
What if I want a potato, though?
Well, he has potatoes.
For later.
I think he's giving them out.
Would you like a potato?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe later. Jeez. Okay, thanks, Uncle Finn.
All right, well, I got to remind you of a couple things. First of all, don't forget all the Canada Day celebrations happening right here on this radio station. We got a massive countdown. We got a big live concert party, and we're doing fireworks.
Yes, radio fireworks. Not a joke.
No.
I've told a few people about that, and they're like, what?
Yeah.
They're like,
no,
not a joke. It's happening.
I think we're the first in the world to do it, right? So.
Could be.
Nobody else is that moronic, but it'll be a great time.
I'm a fan.
Yes.
Because it is very cost effective.
It is. Yes, it is very cost effective. Yeah, that's right. All right. Well, it was weird. I got a little bubble
noise
in there.
That one.
Yeah, I'm dying. It's fine.
Oh.
Okay. Next chance for the 106 grand is at noon. Anything else we need to mention, boys?
Nah. I don't think so. Enjoy your day.
Yeah.
Be nice to each other.
Sure. Always.
And have a potato.
The Biggs and Barr Show.